This is Brother Matter, and we come to you this morning hoping to encourage you and strengthen you and help you. And I pray you're letting the Word of God get down in your spirit and down in your heart. You know, people will go to specialists like doctors, and there's all different kinds of specialists now. There used to just be a doctor, but now you got eye, nose, and throat. You've got ears. You've got feet. You've got digestive. You got doctors specialize in things now. And when you're having problems with something, so many people will go to a specialist, or maybe it's not medical, maybe it's something else that you need advice on. People will go and seek advice from professionals that have studied. Psychologists study the mind. They study the workings of the mind. They study fears. And people will go to these people, and they will pay for advice and instruction to try to change things in their life, and they will take that advice and they will apply it to their life. What so astounds me is God will speak in His Word. He will speak by a dream, by a vision, by a prophecy. He will give instruction to His people about what to do, how to grow in the relationship, grow in wisdom and knowledge and understanding, and teach you how for the Spirit to open your knowledge and wisdom and understanding to the Word and bring you forward in your growth in God, and people would just dismiss it. I do not understand why people will seek professional help for the natural man, but yet when it comes to your spirit man, which is eternal, which is immortal, and is going to, once this spirit leaves this body, it's going to live eternally somewhere. And what I don't understand is why people will not take the advice of a man or a woman of God that is a vessel of prayer and study, a vessel that the Word has been proven in their life by God confirming the Word for years on end. I don't take anybody's advice that I do not know their life. I have to know your life. I have to have the Spirit of God bear witness to you. And I've got to know that the Word that you have spoken in your life and ministry is proven, and God has confirmed His Word and put His approval on you as a servant of the Lord. I don't just up and call anybody man or woman of God. Now, that may be something you do all the time. That's between you and the Lord. But you don't call me man of God. You call me servant of the Lord, because I feel like a man of God is like a Moses or an Elijah or Jesus. I don't feel like I've reached that status yet. I call myself a servant of the Lord, but I can tell you this, after 48 years of ministry, being on the field since full time since 1978, evangelizing for 22 years, pastoring for 20 years, that I can tell you the Word God has put in me has been proven time and time and time again. So if I speak something to you and you know this Word is proven, you've seen it come to pass, you've seen the prophecies come to pass, you've seen the miracles and the healings to confirm this Word, and you know that I live my life upright before God, then take this Word and believe it and apply it to your life. You know, I was talking last session about that vision my wife had on June the 4th, 2017, how that David slew Goliath, and the Lord spoke to her when she saw that stone come out of David's sling and sink into Goliath's forehead. God spoke to her and said, I have given you the ability to slay the carnal mind. The carnal mind is not something you have to live with. It's not what you're born with. You are born with humanity, but the carnal mind is something that works its way into you, and you pick up its nature. You pick up all the attributes of it, but you are not stuck with the carnal mind. The carnal mind is a spirit, because it will tell you in Romans the 8th chapter and the 6th verse, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. So if you can be spiritually minded through the Spirit of Christ, and it brings in the mind that was in Christ Jesus, then the carnal mind is a spirit. It is a spirit. It's not something you're born with. It's not something you have to live with. You can slay the carnal mind. God said we could. He said he had given us the ability, and he's been speaking this. I remember the Lord first spoke this in a prophecy in our church in Fort Payne, Alabama. I believe it was in 2013. And the vessel spoke and said that the Lord was going to give us the ability to slay the carnal mind. Children of God, that was 7 years ago. The vision my wife saw was, June will be 3 years. And here we are not applying the Word of God to our lives to rise above this carnality and this bondage of the flesh mind, bondage of the desires of this flesh, which keep us pulled down, bound to the things in this life, bound to forces and powers that hinder us from moving forward in God. Shake yourselves and let the Spirit of God begin to teach you how to be renewed in the spirit of your mind. You know, in Ephesians 4 and 20, Paul starts out talking, you have not so learned Christ. I believe I just covered this in one of our videos in the last couple of weeks. But then he went on and told us, said that put off the old man, which is corrupt through deceitful lust, and put ye on the new man, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put ye on the new man, which is created after God in true righteousness and holiness. God is trying to take us somewhere, but you have got to take this word and fight with it and apply the Word of God to your life that you can come forward. You can't just sit back and say, well, all right, I'm going to see if this prophecy will come to pass. It'll never happen for you because you're not applying yourself. May God bless you till our next session.